This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour now, DJ V Show, at DJ V Show. That's where you can get us, Twitter connection, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Shillen, and then there's me, at Doug Steffen, DJ V Show, on the air with the story behind the story of the New York City helicopter pilot, the crash into the East River. The pilot says to investigators that the cause was a piece of luggage. And there seemed to be a few eyebrows raised when a piece of luggage perhaps banged against, this is what this guy is saying, hit the emergency fuel shutoff. Are those things that easily found or damaged or tampered with? That would be, I don't know that much about helicopters. I've never had a ride in a helicopter that I liked. I just don't. They're just like riding in a tin can.
And they are. I've been on this is Liberty Helicopters, and yeah. It's the red helicopter tours that fly around Manhattan, and they're the most popular touring company for that. Yeah. They've had a really shady track record, and so now Chuck Schumer said yesterday he wants the FAA to suspend their license until they really take a deeper look into this. This is their third accident since 2009. That's a lot. And since 1995, they've had 16 incidents and accidents.
Wow.
And the little bit of intel gossip that I can share with this, in my former life before I joined this show, I was working with a friend of mine who started a helicopter company in Manhattan called Gotham Air. And the main rival to Gotham Air is a company called Blade. And a lot of celebrities fly on Blade. And Ashley Graham is always, every time she's in New York, she always Instagrams it. And you always see the red helicopters. Well, this company, Liberty, provides those helicopters. And when I was working for Gotham, we found out that one of the major problems that Blade had was that they were leasing these helicopters from Liberty, but that they had lost their chief mechanic three times in less than 3 years.
Same guy?
No, three different chief mechanics had resigned. That tells you a whole lot about skimping on the budget, and that the safety record was, when your chief mechanic doesn't stick around for more than, you know, a year, that's a really bad sign. And there were a lot of questions about their track record. But Blade had some investment money, and they wanted to, you know, make this business go. And they still are in business, but I think it's going to come to a screeching halt after this latest incident now.
I think, Jennifer, didn't you take a helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon or something once? Do I remember that? Or a helicopter ride over something?
No, I've never been in a helicopter, and I don't think I ever would. I'm not afraid of flying. Absolutely not afraid of flying. I'll get on any plane. But there's something about a helicopter that absolutely terrifies me. I've never done it, and I don't know that I ever would. And
it depends on who made the Sikorsky helicopters that they make for the service. Those are pretty well made. The Bell Jet Ranger, which is the most popular and most commonly used and the best of all of the private helicopters that are used to transport 4 to 8 people, they're okay. But then there are
those
a couple
of others.
Those
are the ones that Gotham's fleet was. They were the Bell 407s, and they are... I was like you, Jen. I was always terrified of helicopters, but flying in those Bell 407s, you don't hear anything. It's
they're
just silent.
That would be a huge deal.
It is a Mercedes.
Mm. Yeah, then there are some made by Hughes, the Hughes Corporation that used to be good, and I think they're probably in the middle. But there are a couple of Russian-made helicopters that you can find on the market that are cheap, and I think there's one made in China, too. You don't want to get anywhere near...
I always am very skeptical of tourist-style helicopters.
Yep.
And what made my fear even worse, I'll do my light name-dropping here, but Larry Minetti, who is a friend of my day job at CRN Digital Talk Radio, he was on Magnum PI. He played Rick on Magnum. So he lived in Hawaii for a long time while they were filming that show. And he will tell you about how many times he would see those helicopters that fly around the islands just dropping into the drink because they'd rust, they were not well made, they would be
remember
overused.
The plane that blew off the top of the Hawaiian airliner, the 737, about 20 years ago, It was specifically all the local. It was one of the earlier 737s. They used it as island hopping. Mm-hmm. And in that area, in that vicinity, all the salt air, it got into the rivets of the plane, and the top of the plane blew off.
Jeez.
You remember that, but that was something.
Gosh.
And I'm going to Hawaii next week. And one of the things I was thinking about is how I would, because I want to go from island to island. And the best way to do it, apparently, is in boats. I have not done this, so I'm going to spend the weekend sort of just island hopping. And it just, it kind of looks like the best way to do it, from a bit of advice that I got from somebody, was to do it in a boat.
A boat is good, and those really. I've done Oahu to Maui on Hawaiian Air, and it's fine. It's safe. It's fine. You'd be
those
fine.
Are like the smaller commuter jets, right? As soon as you're up in the air, you're basically landing.
Well, that's it. There's only a 5-minute hop between one island and the other.
It's
anyway,
it's pretty easy if you do Oahu to Maui, and then from Maui you could do Lanai, you could do Molokai, and but via boat. So it's I would just strategically choose.
Oh, they have Molokai cocktails over there.
That's Molotov, and Molokai is where the lepers live. There's not much over there, but I've always wanted to check it out. Yeah.
Okay.
Actual lepers? Well, that's where their leper colony was years ago.
Yeah, they put them on an island. That's why they put them on that island. So that we could actually get to it then, and back in those days. Anyway.
Yikes.
The fashion designer Hubert de Givenchy. You want to pronounce this for me?
Hubert de Givenchy.
Him too. People News. Oh, he was a pioneer in high-end, ready-to-wear clothing. That's a famous brand. He styled Audrey Hepburn's black dress in Breakfast at Tiffany's. Passed away at the age of 91, and the last thing that was heard from him was him singing the song.
Oh, that's God. Fake news.
Fake news?
Fake news.
You weren't there.
He died in his sleep.
Yeah, but he was singing Victoria.
He's singing Moon River.
People sing at night when they sleep.
Yeah. I actually would not be surprised if Doug did that.
I know.
When I slept on my last tour of duty, I was sleeping on my way out.
Singing some weird pop song from the 60s in his sleep, I imagine.
I do the Do Run Run.
Doo-wop.
Yeah. It'd be a doo-wop song. So, this guy was, he's actually started pretty young, right after World War II, and his mid-20s, that label became well-known by the time the 50s came around, and that's why he was asked to do, the outfit that she wore in Sabrina, the first, there were two Sabrinas, the first one she was in.
Yep.
And he was
the first time I think his designs appeared on screen was in 1954 in Sabrina.
Right.
And that
Jackie
sparked
Kennedy
their friendship,
Wore his stuff. He was kind of one of those tall, looked like Charles de Gaulle to me. He always had that sort of look, the big nose and the
he had a distinguished look for sure.
Yes, right. Exactly. So, anyway, passing away at the age of 91, he had certain impact, that's for sure, in that world. Other people in the news, it seems every day there's something about Elon Musk that surfaces. He said that he wants to launch a rocket to Mars next year. He's taking SpaceX. But he's been planning this, right? He's been talking about this for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Says, first half of 2019, off we go. Into the wild blue yonder with the big Falcon rocket, or BFR. Sounds like something you'd call your best friend. Hey, you're my BFR. Land on the red planet in 2022. And so that will get us ready to send humans to Mars within a couple of years after that.
Well, you said you want to be the first broadcaster on Mars.
Yeah, you should get in touch with them.
Well, I think I want to go to the moon first. I'll go to the moon first.
Oh,
let me see
on.
How that
Let's
is.
Let's not be picky.
And then,
I know, right?
Well, isn't there a move with all of this? There's a move to make a base on the moon so that they can take launch from the moon to get to. There's something about there's no atmosphere, so it'd be easier to launch off the moon to get going to Mars than it would be to try to tackle it from Earth. gravitational.
I was at spring. Yeah. I was at spring training this past weekend in Arizona, and lots of fun. If you haven't had a chance to do that, put it on your bucket list because it is fun. But I started talking to these three guys, and they were brothers who had decided that they were going to stay in Arizona for a week and go to every stadium and see every team that's in the Cactus League play. They do it every single year, and they were very nice. Two of them were from Michigan, one was from Florida, and the one from Florida revealed that he worked for NASA for a bazillion years. And I asked him, Doug, if he knew you, because I figured you'd probably know that he was the former public information officer for NASA. And so he was telling, I said, well, how
name?
Do you...
I knew all those guys.
He didn't know you. I said, yeah. I told him your name, and he was not aware
who?
Of you. And I think his name was Dave, but I'll find out. I have his card. But okay. He said, you know, I can still get you in there. There's still a lot to see. The countdown clock
is
still there, all that. He said, I'd love to take you on a tour if you can get yourself to Florida. And I said, well, how do you feel about SpaceX? Because I know there's a lot of people who go, ugh, NASA should have never, we should have never ended the space program. What's going on? Well, he said, he goes, I can make you feel a lot better about Elon Musk. He said, it costs X amount of dollars for the space program to shoot anything up into space. He said, Elon Musk is doing it for 1/28 of the cost that the government can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Elon Musk has delivered these return boosters, mm-hmm. rockets, which we saw fall back down to Earth when he did the SpaceX test. And one of them made it, the other one didn't. But when he perfects that, that will be such a huge cost savings to everyone. This is going to be, his technology is just so far advanced at the government. He said it's incredible what he's been able to do and at what cost. So
right. 20 after the hour here on the DJV show.
I opened a restaurant because I love running out and buying printer ink at the last minute. I'll try that new bolognese recipe later. First, I need to track down a magenta ink cartridge so I can print today's specials. Living the dream.
Staples thinks it's time to rethink your ink so you can spend more time doing what you really love. And so this week at Staples, when you trade in your old printer, you'll save up to $80 on a new Epson EcoTank, which includes up to 2 years of ink. Visit Staples today and keep your ink stocked and your business moving. Valid 311 to 324. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, friends. It's Victoria Keelan. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take, fish oil or krill oil? It can be confusing. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take them every day, and I love it because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just about 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure that Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle just to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil anymore. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Bro. frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Theme from Grey's Anatomy playing in the background here at 23 past the hour on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara focusing on Ellen Pompeo, who has, I think what I understand about this is that everybody's, not everybody, but a lot of people that are fans of the show all worked up. So the advice here from Ellen is to calm down. Ellen sent out a Twitter message responding to anger over the departure of her castmates, Jessica Capshaw and Sarah Drew. Who watches this show still? Every once in a while, I kind of catch a corner of it.
A lot of people do. I'm kind of amazed every time I say, who still watches that? And then apparently a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So the anger has been directed toward her after a report surfaced saying that their exit, the two who are leaving, came on the heels of Pompeo's recent salary negotiation to get $20 million a year. She tweeted, quote, "We're grateful, all of you, so passionate, but if you knew these two women the way I know them, they wouldn't approve of all this nastiness. They both are super shiny and happy people. I know you're angry, but your representation couldn't be further from the truth and who these women are." She responded to a fan who asked, "Aren't we allowed to be angry at this injustice? Going to be two impossible holes to fill." Pompeo replied, "You are. But spreading acceptance and love is our message with Grey's and what all the actors try to do with our performances on the show." So why did they leave, these two?
They say that it's just a creative storyline.
Get rid of them. They don't need them anymore.
They came to an end, right. Yeah, they just, I guess with Grey's Anatomy, they say, except for Meredith Grey, the character that Ellen Pompeo plays, everyone else is subject to...
It's kind of like 24.
Right. Because without her, it wouldn't be Grey's Anatomy.
Right.
Didn't they write off
her own sister?
They did.
Yeah.
Who was that sexy Australian lady with the curly hair that used to be on that show, played as
Sandra Oh, are you talking about?
No.
She's not Australian.
No. There's a woman, I saw her in another show over this past weekend, who is just very sexy. I don't remember what her name is.
I don't remember anyone fitting that description.
Yeah.
But
I'm like, it's kind of weird to me that people are upset and blaming it on her salary raise, because I feel like it took her a long time to make that salary. Like, weren't they paying McDreamy more?
Oh, yeah. Me? And McSteamy.
Yeah, both of them were getting more, and then they had to die in a car crash on the show and get kicked off in order for her to actually make that much money, even though she's the name that is on the show.
Well, and she's also, the show's been going forever and ever, and it's doing really well in the ratings. Yeah. So people, and I don't get it. I don't get what the appeal is, but obviously there's people that love her and follow her.
This is a Shonda story, right? This is one of her, part of Shondaland.
And I don't know anything about the other actresses, but they've been on the show for, like, what, 9 or 14 seasons? They've been on it for a long time. At some point, maybe they want to work on another project.
Something else. All right, music news. Whitney Houston is in the focus because of this new documentary that will be released here in the United States and in England and in Ireland on the 6th of July. Whitney, the documentary, will dive into the most personal aspects of her life, her career. Film will reveal details about her life, filled with live performances from her past, unreleased tracks, home footage. It won't be quite the same as the OJ thing that was on Fox. It'll be a little different spin on her life. There's going to be original studio recordings of her biggest hits that'll be on this thing as well. The director is Kevin MacDonald, approved of the Houston estate to access the archives. He asked, so they said, yep. I approached Whitney's life like a mystery story, he said. Why'd somebody with so much raw talent and beauty self-destruct so publicly? I was lucky enough to have the support of Pat Houston and the Whitney Houston estate. They entrusted me with the keys to the vault while giving me complete freedom to follow the story wherever I wanted to go. 28 after the hour.
In today's automotive news, we now have sales numbers for January and February for Tesla's biggest countries, including the US and Europe. It looks like a 42% shortfall for Tesla. Tesla sold an estimated 11,548 cars in January and February combined, with 1,875 Model 3 units in January and 2,485 in February. The Model 3 is already looking like an epic miss of Olympic proportions. At a projected 2,500 cars sold per month, that would be a measly 30,000 a year from the 400,000 guidance the company promised. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Hey, my name's Brant. You ever make a change and then wonder, why didn't I do this a long time ago? That's what's happening for thousands of people with regard to their health care. They're joining MediShare, and then they're wondering, why didn't I already do this? For most members, it costs less than half what they were paying for their old health plan. There's a huge provider network, too. You can customize your plan, and this is awesome, MediShare members can go online with a doctor 24/7, so if you need a prescription for the flu or something, it's so convenient for you and your family. So yeah, this is one of those why did I wait on this things, and if you don't love your current health plan, you're not stuck with it. You can join MediShare anytime. By the way, to give you an idea, the typical savings for a family, about $500 a month. It just makes so much sense. Check it out. They're super easy to talk to. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE. 844-91-BIBLE.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Again, 34 after the hour, the moments of the day that you're waiting for to spend time listening to the thoughts of Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Ah, yes, and Doug Steffen's thoughts have value from time to time as well. Let us focus on some people in the news. Cameron Diaz says she is done. Kaputsky, no more acting for her. She says, I'm done with movies for good. Apparently she had lunch with a friend of hers named Selma Blair. Was in the sweetest thing with her. They've been friends since then. She told an interviewer that was released over the weekend, quote, I would have liked to have done a sequel to The Sweetest Thing, but Cameron said, nope, I'm retired from acting. I'm done. I don't want to make any more films. I don't need to make any more money. I've got a great life. I don't know what I else I could do to make myself happy. So that's the end of that.
Well, last it's actually, the add-on to that is that it turns out it's not true. That's a fake news story. Selma Blair did make those comments to an interviewer, but she was joking about it. And now she's had to make a public
fake
statement.
News?
Yeah, she had to make a public statement saying, this was meant as a joke. Cameron is not retiring, and I did not mean to, like, force her into retirement.
Really? So what I've learned from this is that people have no ability to interpret comedy or jokes. Like, I see this all the time where an interviewer will say, or like a celebrity will say something, and then there's like all of this controversy, and then I watch it, and I'm like, okay, well, this person was obviously being sarcastic. But
She tweeted things out of context.
Yeah, she tweeted, breaking news, guys, please, I was making a joke in an interview. Cameron Diaz is not retiring from anything, and for more breaking news, I am now retiring from being Cameron Diaz's spokesperson.
Or from trying to be funny, one way or the other. All right, let's see if we can make heads or tails out of this. You can tell me whether it's fake news or not, Victoria.
It's like a game.
Story, fake or not fake? Yvonne Williams, the next person in our focus, a waitress, who worked the morning shift at the Waffle House down in Lamar, Texas, as she worked to try to save up money to go to college. So customers come, customers go. Maybe heaven. I love the Waffle House. And Jennifer likes to tease me about it. I think the waffles they make in the Waffle House are just yummy. The places are usually, they're not that clean. And they're just, but it's a fun place to go. I find people think, the waffles, what are you, crazy? I remember taking Meredith when we'd drive down to Florida each year. We'd stop, she'd say, okay, once you can stop at the Waffle House. One time down and one time back. And it was always, the waffles are yummy. And the other things that I don't talk about that always Jennifer likes to expose me. Yeah, they have great sausage, too. Anyway, so the story is not about
vegetarian.
Me. Now, I'm not a vegetarian. I never say I'm a vegetarian. I just don't eat meat. But once in a while.
Except sausage.
Except for sausage, right. Anyway, so this Williams lady was asked by a man to cut his ham because he wasn't strong, he wasn't feeling well, so she did. Somebody took a picture of it, spread across social media. Now Ms. Williams has a college scholarship. Don't you love these stories?
This is great.
Apparently this fellow and she had a short conversation at the breakfast counter. He appreciated her. He said, quote, I've been in and out of the hospital for the past 5 weeks. I started with pneumonia. He was called Mr. Karaoke by the people on the staff because he was always singing at the local senior center. Imagine that. And a lot of the waitresses cut his food for him. I can hold a fork fine, but to cut it, it looks like I can't do it because it looks like I'm going to stab somebody, he said. Then he asked her, and she was very gentle and very sweet. A fellow diner took a picture, uploaded it to the Facebook page, the caption, quote, I don't know her name, but I heard this elderly man telling her that his hands didn't work too well. He was also on oxygen, struggling to breathe. Without hesitation, she took his plate, began cutting up his ham. This may seem like a small thing. I'm sure it was huge to him. I'm thankful to have seen this act of kindness and caring at the start of my day. While everything in this world seems to be so negative, if we could all be like this waitress and take time to offer a helping hand. Well, the photo gained the attention of the mayor of Lamarck, Bobby Hawking, who saw the post on Facebook. The mayor honored Ms. Williams by proclaiming the day as Yvonne Ninny Williams Day, is her name. In addition to receiving her own day, she caught the attention of the Texas Southern University president, Austin Lane, who saw it on social media. She lives near the university's hometown of Houston. And by the bottom line here, she got a $16,000 scholarship because of her kindness. I thought that
so
was
great.
Really,
that's how social media works in a great way.
In the best. That's the best style. You're right about that. Yeah. That's a great story. Good for her. That's nice. Yeah. Good for you, Ms. Williams. I like that. Next time I go into Waffle House, I'll see if somebody cut my ham on my sausage.
Oh, boy.
All right. Next on the line, the story of the San Francisco Fertility Clinic. acknowledging this is going to be fake news or not, that liquid nitrogen failure in one of the storage tanks may have damaged thousands of eggs and embryos.
Oh, I
heard
the
story.
Yeah, I did.
The Pacific Fertility Center confirmed the incident, said hundreds of patients have been notified their eggs or embryos are kaputsky.
Oh, that's really sad. A lot of people put a lot of faith into those organisms.
Yeah, they do. Right. Yeah, they say it's an accident. Vast majority of the eggs and embryos in the lab were unaffected, but some 2,000, you got to wonder how many there are in there. If 2,000 of them are no good, how many do they have? That's a lot of... Those are a lot of eggs.
Well, it's expensive, too. You have to pay for the freezing, and I'm sure that's going to lead to a lot of lawsuits.
Yep. Boy, that's really... But it is,
and it's sad it's for the women heartache. Who are now too old to do it.
Yeah. It's the heartache that's connected to it, Victoria.
Yep.
All right. Heartache and heartburn. This is heartburn. That was heartache. This is heartburn. You know, the new tax breaks for business owners, the U.S. tax code rewritten... And people now are wondering, as they do their taxes, how to apply, how to get guidance to figure out who exactly is supposed to take the so-called pass-through deduction. A lot of money's at stake here, billions. A lot of business groups are going to Washington to try to get to the IRS to figure out what it is they can do. There was a story I saw yesterday on Bloomberg that basically takes... This boon, or tries to understand the boon, construction contractors, massage therapists, headhunters, restaurateurs, all kinds of businesses that are closely held could be excluded depending on how the IRS writes the rules. The agency plans on issuing guidelines by next month, but the... Wait a minute. When's the taxes due? What the hell good is it for last year? They don't...
But it doesn't count, though, for last year, right? Isn't this is starting for 2018 tax year?
I think there are a lot of facets. Right. Well, that's what's confusing to a lot of these people. If you check out the Bloomberg story, it really basically says, like, doctors and lawyers and hedge fund managers and people, it's a 20% deduction that's aimed at pass-through businesses, so-called subchapter S. Or, like me, I have a sole proprietorship, so people, any of you who have your own businesses, and you run them yourself, and it's run as a... There are a lot of things you can pass through on your personal tax returns. But they were trying to plug a loophole, but they created another loophole, but yet nobody, including accountants, understand how to do it. But I do believe that a lot of this stuff was supposed to apply to last year. That's why they rushed to get it done. So that would be done before the end of the year, and all these people had written bonus checks, maybe. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, all these people that you've seen writing checks to their employees, that's to cover last... They're not doing it ahead of time for this year. They're doing it because it affected their taxes that were due last year. So, but it's just really interesting how we were talking about the TSA, how completely nincompoopal they are. They just come up with, okay, we're going to do this. And then Congress doesn't have the details, and they say, well, we'll leave that to the experts. We'll leave that to the people that know the tax code. We'll leave that to the accounts. We'll leave that to the IRS. You're going to leave that stuff to the IRS? The people who are illegally monitoring the 501c3s? A bunch of... Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. I think this is outrageous. To pass a bill and not know what you're voting on, yet again, another one of the... I mean, I think the tax... Having a rewritten tax code is a great idea if there's less paper and fewer rules involved in it.
Yeah, but that tax bill that just passed, there were people snapped images of it. There were handwritten notes on the side margins and stuff. It was so rushed through at the last minute. No one could read 800 pages or whatever it was. It's just
a spokesperson for the IRS, when Bloomberg called to ask for a comment, declined to respond.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Bloomberg
gotta tell you something. Yeah.
Why? No, Bloomberg called and asked for a comment.
They wanted to get the U.S. Treasury Department.
Gotcha.
This was something... You're talking about the notes. The Joint Committee on Taxation is where the notes came from, Victoria. And the tax is a temporary sunset, which is good. I think all laws ought to have a sunset clause. It's supposed to end in 2025.
And that's what a lot of people, a lot of critics were going crazy about. Well, these tax cuts aren't permanent. Well, none of them really can be. To get them to pass, you have to have them sunset right. out. And then whoever sunset. The president is at the time gets to decide whether to continue them or not.
Yeah. This much is clear from what I gather. The pass-through, if you're a pass-through business owner who earns less than $157,000 a year, or a couple with $315,000 a year, you get full access to the deductions no matter what you do. So pass-through, again, is subchapter S, or
right.
Sole proprietorship, that sort of stuff. So that might apply to you and your business, Jennifer, with your dad. I don't know. It just makes me nervous when there's so many questions unanswered.
Welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here.
I'm just shopping.
Oh, table runners, come with me.
A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Hey, it's Victoria from the DJV Show. Have you ever Googled yourself or your business? Those search results are usually the first impression that people form of you and your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a huge impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 855-432-4886 now. That's 855-432-4886 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it at ReputationDefender.com. Their dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 855-432-4886 to learn more. That's 855-432-4886. Or visit ReputationDefender.com/Doug.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 2000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2000.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Good day. Time is, well, actually it's time for a focus on another medical aspect of our lives. Dr. Kerry Peterson joins us now. And as we think about what's going on around us, the focus on motherhood. I love talking about my daughter being a new mom. No surprise that being a new mother can be very challenging, time, energy. But now you've got to think about yourself and your baby. That's very essential once the small one has arrived. Loving your baby is easy. Dr. Peterson, I've been talking about this because I have a focus on my grandson and the sorts of things that my daughter is doing to sort of bring him into the fold intelligently. You've dedicated a lot of time in your practice to helping families stay healthy. So I thought perhaps we ought to spend some time with some health tips that you've come up with for pregnant mothers and moms who have young children. So let's get started with, is it nutrition? That ought to be number one on the hit parade, right?
It would. First, congratulations on being a grandparent.
Thank you.
You have a grandson. How old is your grandson?
Now 3, but I've had 3 years of wonderful fun with him and watched his mother, man, looking at how she takes care of him and he is being nurtured by her in a way that, frankly, I wasn't as a child. And I thought about the emotional connection that we have as an adult and thinking back to when we were children, and I think that our emotion, our ability to be emotionally connected with an adult comes from our emotional connection to our mother. What do you think of that theory?
that while I think your mother has one of the biggest contributing factors to your ability to connect with human beings, that's possible that they brought you into the world. And so I would agree with you wholeheartedly, Doug, and I'm thrilled to hear that you're proud of your daughter for being such a good mom.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to see her. So let's talk about how his brain and his body will be developed in the best possible way from your recommendations.
Well, nutrition is a key factor, and it starts as soon as you give them food, which typically is around 6 months old. You want to present as many food groups as possible, and there are easy ways to help moms do that. There is a product called Ella's Kitchen Fruit and Veggie Combos. They have just fruits and veggies. They're USDA certified organic. There's no added water, no preservatives, no sugars or salts. And they come in convenient resealable pouches with 9 unique flavors that give you really a whole array of fruits and veggies, the whole color of the rainbow, which can help provide your child with proper nutrition.
What about mothers that are working? How do you do this? We've sort of been focused on moms who are staying with the children, but let's say the mother has to continue to work and there's other care involved as the children are growing.
Well, myself, I have a 3-year-old, and I work full-time, and so I have brought into my home a caretaker who stays with my child, and she follows my lead on making foods for my son and making sure that he gets proper nutrition. And for myself as well, it's important, really, as a mom, to start taking care of yourself in pregnancy. And one nutrient I'd like to bring attention to that is not very well known in pregnancy is choline. Only 8.5% of women in pregnancy get enough choline in their diet, and choline is essential for proper fetal brain development. And one of the richest sources of choline in foods are eggs. In fact, the American Egg Board reports that 2 large eggs will provide a pregnant woman with more than half of their daily choline needs. And for your child, they need choline as well for their brain to develop. And so giving your child 1 large egg, which is so easy for a caretaker to provide, will give them 60% of their choline needs. Not to mention the protein source. Eggs will provide 6 grams of protein, which is needed for mom to stay healthy, and kids need protein to stay healthy. 1 large egg will give a 2- to 3-year-old child almost half their daily protein needs.
All right. And so where do we go web-wise for a run-through of all these fabulous tips that you come up with here?
You can go to betterstuffforlife.com.
Betterstuffforlife.com.
Better stuff for life.
BetterStuffForLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Kerry Peterson, specializing in internal medicine with a focus on important ways to make sure your child from the very get-go is healthy and happy.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.